Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bear Westbred. He says there are some last-minute decisions that you need to be thinking through if you haven't done so already. They include...
what varieties that I have available for me to plant? Should I be planting on a certain field? And why should I plant them on that field? And if you're not certain where those varieties should be planted, visit with your seed suppliers and get their recommendations. You know, they've seen these varieties across all types of different environments, all types of different soils, and they can give you a really good idea probably of what's the best placement of a certain variety in a certain field. One thing that I want to really encourage growers to do, and it's a little bit late, but it's still not too late, and that is get your soils tested. We need to know what's in the ground if we expect to raise a top-notch crop.
Thanks, John. You can learn more about the high-yielding varieties available at westbred.com.
Well, cattle futures closed mixed yesterday, but higher in most contracts. Price strength during the day gave way as traders decided to even up positions before the final trading day ahead of today's cattle on feed report. Cash cattle trading in line with Wednesday provided little to get excited about, as cattle in the south traded steady with last week, while the average trade in the north was a dollar lower. There may be some cash traded today, but both packers and feedlots may wait for the results on the cattle on feed report to be released after the close of trading. Hogs moved substantially higher, with December showing the greatest gain. October's gain was more subdued as it moves nearer expiration and will need to move more in line with cash. Neither cash nor cutouts were supportive to the move yesterday, with most strength stemming from strong financial markets as well as positioning ahead of the hogs and pigs report today. Price on the national direct afternoon report was down 63 cents. Cutouts were down $2.63. Now on the grains, lower wheat markets at all three wheat exchanges overnight as follow-through strength from Thursday couldn't be maintained early this morning. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat managed to notch a higher high on Thursday, taking out the corrective highs from September 16th and 17th. This flips short-term trends higher and should elicit additional tech buying in the sessions ahead. Kansas City wheat was not able to put in a higher high, failing just below the September 17th high at 723. Easier corn prices overnight as contracts slid back slightly from the positive session turned in yesterday. Corn garnered strength from a weaker dollar, stronger energy markets, and spillover support from buying in the wheat markets. Updates from the U.S. Gulf seem to be positive, with more optimism about damaged export houses returning to full capacity. Weaker markets in the soy complex overnight as soybeans look to end their three-day winning streak heading into the weekend. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, October live cattle was down 5 cents, 123.22. December up 7, 128.62. October feeder cattle down 82, 156.85. November down 12 cents, 158.10. And October hogs up 90 cents, 84.75. Kansas City wheat, December up 14 cents, 7.20. March up 13 and 3 quarters at 728 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 12 cents, 717 and 3 quarters. March up 12 and a half, 728 and a half. December corn's up 3 3/4 at 529 1/4. March up 4 cents, 537. November soybeans up 1 1/2, 1284 1/4. January up 2 1/4 at 1294. December cotton up 159, 9246. The March up 139, 9150. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.